Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Cordero Patterson fields 4 yards deep. Takes it left side 5 to the 10, to the 15-yard line. Patterson is spun around at the 20. Brought down by Mickens in a second Jaguar with a late flag into the fray.
Wow, was that late.
Better off taking a knee. I mean, you don't even get it to the 25.
Return, illegal block in the back. Number 52, return team.
Brady takes the snap. He backs up. He screens it left for Patterson. Makes the catch, and then he toppled over. He lost his balance and fell at the 28-yard line. He was eventually touched up there.
Thinking too much. He's out there in space. I'd go for it here.
Steven Gostkowski comes on. Patriots are going to try to kick a field goal. Ryan Allen has produced 250-plus yard punts today. Early movement by the Jaguars off the right side, but the Patriots not snap it. Jacksonville gets back onside. Snap to Allen, left-footed punt.
Belichick's complaining because the right side moved as you called it.
Yeah, the right side of the front four Jacksonville did move. Now a 3rd and 5 for New England from the 15. Brady throws it deep down the right side. Ford Dorsett with separation, but the ball lands incomplete.
Coverage, read may take you there, but those are so not high percentage throws. It's 3rd and 5. It's not 3rd and 13.
Are you stupid or something?
Boy.
Honestly, as stupid does.
All right, Jim, debatable stupidity on all of these. Not a lot of clear-cut stupidity.
I disagree.
Debatable. So let's start with the
Blake Bortles threw it 3rd and 9, a deep ball. That was a stupid pass. Just like Brady throwing 3rd and 5, a deep ball to Dorsett.
He nailed
stupid.
It. He
that
nailed
looked
it.
Like Matthew Slater running
yes.
in Denver.
Oh, God. Did he have anywhere else to go with it?
Anywhere other than 40 yards down the field?
Did he have anywhere else to go with it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I don't think he did, which sort of goes back to they don't have guys who can play, and so they're left with stupid passes like those. So is it, in a nutshell, you know, in a vacuum, yeah, that's pretty dumb.
That's a frustrating
throw. That's not
throw.
A high percentage
that's,
throw.
That's a frustrated.
That's not a high percentage play.
It's a frustrated Tom Brady.
The unfortunate part is I don't know what else they had on the field, and you don't want to turn it over.
Well, to your point, I mean, to your argument, is that like him saying, hey, here it is. You get me? I'm taking a shot.
So just play like you did in Miami. Give the ball to Steven Jackson 30 times and go home.
Well,
didn't it seem like what they were doing with Burkhead?
They were definitely committed to the run yesterday. And again, I don't put that on Josh McDaniels. I put that on, well, yeah, they got to try and establish the run because they don't have anybody to really throw to. And they want to try and make that a little bit easier to do.
You're trying to kill clock too, man.
Yeah, you're but if the run is established and you actually have a legitimate run game, that can help the day. You know, that can help you offensively.
I really didn't have...
Make it a real threat. Make it be accounted for. They couldn't do it.
See, the quarterback's got to decide, too, to throw the deep one there. I heard a lot of people, you know, ripping Josh for that call. But, I mean, you put it out there, and there's 5 guys in pattern. So you pick and choose where you want to go with the ball. That's his decision to pull the trigger and throw that.
Can we talk about Cordero Patterson taking it out there? And you said, why not take a knee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that stupid? Or is that what they want him doing? I mean, well, don't forget, this is a guy they brought in the offseason because he has a tremendous return skill. I mean, that guy can break one. That guy's really good.
How was their starting field position throughout the course of that game? So you bring it out, you have a penalty, and then you take it half. It's back. You're backed up down inside.
I know, but when you have that player.
I think the penalty is the stupid part of that play.
Right. Okay. The decision to take it out to me is not stupid
because he almost gets it
because
to the 25.
That's why you want that guy. That's why you went and got that guy.
That's why you pay the guy to come and return kicks, not to
that
catch balls.
That is his skill, and I'll tell you
I
what.
Agree with that.
The fact is, the more chances you give him to bring it out, he's going to break one. You're going to get one out of that, and most of the time, you're going to get damn good field position. You might pay for it every now and again, like
right.
they certainly did on that play.
Right.
But that's worth the risk.
How many times
Sorry,
have you seen McCourty break?
That guy is so good on returns. That it's worth the risk.
I agree, and you can't be stupid enough to have a penalty on the one time every 2 weeks where that play is eligible to be brought out.
Right, because there's so few of those now.
Right.
You are right about that. The penalty is dumb. Penalties are pretty much always dumb.
You know what I like about him, though, Patterson? He's very definitive when that ball gets sailed through. Boom! It's like both arms out. We're not returning this. You know, I made a decision.
Okay.
He makes his decision. Hey, he doesn't hesitate. And I'm serious about this. He doesn't hesitate. Even on like the reverse stuff or this or that, you could see why he has the ability to crease one. Because there is speed there. Like, you don't see that speed with Dorsett. You don't see the speed with Hogan. Hogan was effective enough.
Decision to kick the field goal instead of going for it when they kicked the 46-yarder with Gostkowski. I disagree with it. I think they should have went for it. Yeah. I don't think it's so bad that you would call them stupid for taking the three.
No, because they're taking points to try and eliminate and keep it down.
Yeah, it's not stupid. Possession games. It's not stupid. That's why I feel like this segment is hard. All of these are debatable.
I mean, if you're going to put Hardy any plays in question, Jim did a fantastic job selecting those.
Hardy sort of blew the segment here by giving the answer before we started it. But you're right, Hardy. Your point. It's worth repeating now that it's, you know, 5-6 minutes later.
And I'll tell you what, I'm stupid for thinking that they would go down there and win by 10 anyway. Like, wait a second. Hold on. After the game, I said to myself, well, you know, the Patriots aren't as good as they were in the AFC Championship game personnel-wise. The Jaguars got a little bit better. You got worse. They played you really, really tight in Foxborough 8 months ago. Now you're playing down there. Why would you pick the Pats to win this game?
Because you've come to know the Patriots as being a team that is always very well prepared, that always plays a smart game, and always figures out the other team's weaknesses, right? That's why, because you've seen that so many times over and over and over again, that even when they are undermanned, they make up for it with their brains. They make up for it by attacking weaknesses. And yesterday, it was so shocking to see that role reversed and watch the Jaguars attack the weaknesses within the Patriots defense and go after Eric Rowe every single time that he was out there and get Blake Bortles out and running to pick up first down.
Bortles, if you see man, hang on to it, step up, slide, and then just wait and go. They were well coached yesterday.
They were. They had a great game plan, and they executed it well. Yeah, they had some hiccups along the way, like every team would, but they executed their game plan. But more importantly, they had a good game plan going into it.
Oh, my God. Look at this Jonathan Jones play again on a 61-yarder. How do you give up the sideline?
They were the smarter team in a lot of ways yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And that's rare. That doesn't happen very often. They're a good team. Got to give them credit.
And it was a statement game for them. If they had lost that, you just say, well, there's Doug Marrone and Blake Bortles being Doug Marrone and Blake Bortles. No. They were coached well. They were prepared, executed well. Bortles looked good.
You know what they do on defense, too, and you respect them for it, is they just line up and they try and kick your ass. They don't get exotic. They don't try and dupe you. They don't try and bring a backside safety blitz. They don't roll corner up. They'll give you one every once in a while, but that's like 65 snaps, one blitz. So let's go, 3-4. Roll the dice, baby. We're better than you. Block us. You couldn't.
No. Personnel-wise, I just felt that the Patriots were overmatched, and they did some kind of dumb things, but the better team just won yesterday to the point where if those two teams played again this Sunday, who do you like?
I don't know.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'd like the Jags again.
So would I.
Yeah.
Where's the game?
I don't
know
there.
I don't know that it matters.
I don't know that it was that big of a swing.
Well,
the Heat is definitely a swing. That sucks. But I don't think that's why they lost the game.
Yeah, but mentally it wears on you. When you're a defense out there, you don't think it affected guys like Hightower and company or your bigs? Please. I saw guys just gas.
I just watched that play again, by the way, the 3rd and 5.
Yeah.
He gave Dorsett a little head nod, dropped back, and didn't look at anybody else. Just went right to Dorsett.
Was anybody else open?
I see James White open at the line of scrimmage with one defender behind him. Throw the ball, maybe makes a move. Gronk was covered by Ramsey in the middle of the field, and Cordarrelle Patterson was open after he let the blitzer go by him. But that would have been a tough pass to make.
That would have been too late.
James White in the flats, probably your best shot at a first down.
And he had
James White's usually your best shot at first down.
So he would have been at the line of scrimmage with the defender bearing down on him.
That game was 24-3. Their offense had done nothing into the game, and that was a...
I'm pissed.
Yep. F it throw.
Yeah, it might be, but the other options you describe are not exactly appealing.
No, you don't take James White one-on-one with a corner?
I'd take James White.
With 5 yards of cushion to get the first down?
I don't know, probably come up football short and end up kicking
think you end up being up short anyway, so you take the shot.
Wow, you just are an apologist today, huh?
No, for Brady or for the team?
Brady? Singer. It's not Brady's fault. It's not McDaniel's fault.
No, I'm not an apologist for the team. I'm saying that they don't.
So is it all Belichick?
Really have?
Is it all Caserio?
Great options there. I'd put it on the people that build the team. Yeah. I put it on Bill Belichick.
Being pricky in there, huh?
And in that situation, I'll tell you this. Prickly. That situation could be made a lot better right away with Julian Edelman. So maybe on that specific down, I blame Julian Edelman for getting popped for PEDs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Put on Edelman.
On 3rd and 5?
That's money time for him, boy.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, put it on Edelman. Don't get caught using PEDs. Be like everybody else. Take the good stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get popped. Don't miss the first 4 games.
Don't have 5 guys working on you.
So on that particular play, I'll put it on Julian Edelman because you don't need an outside guy to complete it on 3rd and 5. You need Julian Edelman for 3rd and 5. Don't get caught with PEDs. That's who I blame. I'm not an apologist for him today. 617-779-0985. Coming up next, the possibility of Josh Gordon coming to New England. Bert Breer had something on that with us pregame yesterday. We will discuss, and I'll tell you the current odds for each team in the NFL to land Josh Gordon. Of course there's odds. You can bet on anything these days. That is coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
If you put him on New England's roster right now,
yeah,
he is the most talented player on the roster.
So if you're the Patriots, Chris and I have both said no, take a pass. Right. What would you do?
I think they're one of the few teams that can really look at this legitimately. As I understand it, they're at least doing their research right now. And you would think, based on the fact that Michael Lombardi was there for his most productive season, that they would be able to gather some good background information.
Right now for Josh Gordon, here are the odds from Odds Shark. The Patriots and Cowboys are currently the favorite at plus 200 each. The 49ers, plus 250. Colts, Jaguars, Giants, all plus 400. Titans and Cardinals, plus 600. Bears, 1,000. Packers, 1,200. And the field is plus 500. But the Patriots and Cowboys are the favorites, co-favorites, with the 49ers just behind them at plus 250. Those are the odds for Josh Gordon. Mm. What do you think? Would you do it?
I mean, after watching that game yesterday, you say, yeah. But then you're like, what would it take to get this guy up to speed?
So my answer there with Bert was pregame?
No. Postgame? Yeah.
I'm starting to reconsider, but
you understand what I'm saying?
I'm still a no at this
but
point
even,
in time.
Even anybody you bring in, it's like, oh, God, it's a hard offense. It is. Like you just even said, Jim just said, Brady came up on that 3rd and 5, looked at Dorsett, gave him a nod. Like, how long would it take you to be able to nod at Gordon or you just throw the ball up around him like Gronk and have him go fight for it? Like, he made a play last week for them.
The way Bert describes that is that the Patriots were doing their research. Yeah. Now, is that due diligence or is that because they're interested? And my thought is it's because they might be interested, and they think they might be interested if it all checks out.
Well, let me ask you this.
The situation there is that he hurt his hamstring doing a commercial shoot of some sort. He didn't tell the team. He concealed the injury. He's obviously had a million chances there, and they're just pretty much done with him. They don't want to deal with him anymore.
Would you rather have him or Kenny Britt?
Oh, him.
Well,
that's
what
different.
You're looking at.
If you're asking me if I want Josh Gordon or Kenny Britt, Josh Gordon.
Like, there's report.
Not that I think either one is ideal.
It's an actual solid report that they're bringing in Kenny Britt to work him out and see where he's at. There's no reports of them bringing in Dez Bryant.
Kenny Britt was Cleveland's trash last year.
With guaranteed
the less money. Less talented version of Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
I'm out on Britt.
You see the report, too, that Julian Edelman's working out with Jordan Matthews?
I saw that.
What is Matthews still doing around? Like, is that in play two? Is that going to be in play two? Somewhere down the road here?
Well, Giardi tweeted that he's hanging around to possibly come back. Just not wasting a roster spot being injured.
So then, I don't know.
What about all that talk, though?
There was a report he was getting released
before
without
he
it.
Ever got hurt.
Yeah, like it wasn't working.
That he couldn't pick it up. So,
I mean, you don't hang around and work out unless you're told to hang around.
Or because he's got someone, another NFL caliber receiver that he wants to hang out with, and he's...
I don't know.
He can hang out with a guy who knows the offense inside and out for over a month straight. Where's the downfall in that?
Just not thrilled with the grouping that they're talking about. I mean, Josh Gordon is such a freak of nature talent, though. Like, you have to consider it.
Read and React is coming up next segment. Let's get to more of your calls. Ray is in Lowell. Hi, Ray. Okay, we're going to put you on hold.
Good call, Ray.
We're going to put you on hold. We can't do that. Let's go to Mark, who's in Medford. Mark?
Hey, what's up
there, guys?
Before I make my Patriots comment, unbelievable. You nailed that shock attack almost to the letter. Young 20-something-year-old.
No, now it gets uncomfortable.
Never said.
Now it gets uncomfortable. Of course he did. Of course he nailed it. Well, you said the North Shore guy was going to get attacked on the Cape by a shark.
Yep.
And then it happened.
Yes, he did. Anyway.
You weren't wishing death on anybody.
You hate to see it. People imply it that way.
Mark, nobody feels good about it.
No. Almost don't even
address
it.
Absolutely not.
I mean, we're trying to phone it to tell you, like, they're there. Stay out of the damn water.
Exactly. I'm with you. I'm out. Anyway, you know, the Patriots had an opportunity to get the ball right back yesterday after a score, I believe, when Jacksonville got called for a 15-yard penalty except at the kickoff.
Yeah, and then Gostkowski kicked off from the 50.
But why not try an onside kick from the 50-yard line?
Well,
they're not high percentage.
That would be the extreme, and they're also harder to do now that you don't get a running start. So that's a bit of a problem. The rule has changed. Here's my other issue, though. That to me should be under why they were stupid. That play annoyed me. It's a small thing, but how do you kick that ball into the end zone, Gostkowski?
Okay, it even got worse.
How do you do that?
It got worse for Jacksonville.
Keep it out of the end zone.
Their kicker kicked it through the end zone and into the crowd after the 15-yard penalty against the Patriots, which put it at the 50. Both kickers kicked it in.
Total bozo.
Gostkowski unintentionally. He's trying to lay that on the one. You know what I'm saying?
This is where I would disagree. Why are you trying to lay it on the one?
Trying to lay it inside the five.
Lay it at the eight. Lay it anywhere inside the 10.
I mean, you're talking about
anywhere inside the 10 is fine.
You're talking about a 3-yard, margin for error there.
No, you're not. You're talking about really a 9 or 10 yard margin for error. Mm. Because your guys are running down from the 50.
But you're not getting the that's another good point there. Yeah.
Your guys are starting at the 50, though. You can't forget that.
See, so
you don't have to kick it to the goal line there.
How many times do you really practice the kick from the 50 as opposed
probably
to
back
at the 35? See, that's the problem.
Probably not a lot, but that was a mistake.
He misjudged that. He didn't want to kick it any.
He did. He misjudged it.
Their kicker, whatever reason, kicked it into the crowd. I don't understand
that. That's a total moron move. What are you doing?
That should have been why the Jaguars are stupid.
Kick it real hard, right in the stands.
We could have done a 20-minute segment on why the Jaguars are stupid and still won by 11.
I know we could.
They did a lot of stupid
things. They almost mismanaged the end of the first half because, like, they got tackled, and Bortles looked at it, and there was 38 ticks left, and they let that clock go down about 18 before he turned the timeout.
18 before they stopped it.
So I'm like, all of a sudden, you know what they were doing there, too? They were running the ball, and they were hitting runs. You, by doing that, took the running game completely out of the equation. As opposed to now, I got to take shots in the end zone. Well, they still pick Patrick Chung. So
Jeff is in Westerly. Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
You know, I like what the guy just said about the onside kick. The second one that they kicked there, he did it perfect right after they scored. And when they were at the 50, it would have been an easy kick. He did it the second time. Why not do it the first time?
What onside kick? When do they have an onside kick?
You're talking about the
pooch kick.
Yeah, the pooch kick.
There's a big hole there.
He scored the next time. He did the pooch kick perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get it at all. You know, and then not going for that fourth down Cordell fell down there, that athletic play that he made.
Yeah.
What are they doing not going for it there? It doesn't make any sense. None. It's like Belichick's on the take this year or something.
There's a chart and a time they're looking at, and something told them to here's what you do. You kick there, you take the points, you cut it to the two game. Because I think Bob and Mark said, that's good. I'd take the field goal there. And I disagree with them. I said, I think you should. The feel of the game.
Mark who?
Capello.
Oh.
So Capello and Soucy are like, that's a good job taking a field goal there. I disagree with that because based on the feel of the game and how the game was being, absorbed and the way it felt, they're like, okay, you got to go for it here. This is one where you got to go for it as opposed to just relying on a chart and looking at possessions and moving forward because of what time was left. Something just felt like it's now or never. And of course, you end up losing by 11, so it didn't really matter.
Mike in West Roxbury. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I think it was a good thing that the Patriots lost yesterday. And the reason I think it was a good thing is that Belichick and the team can't delude themselves into thinking that they have enough talent to make it. I think this is going to motivate them to go out and get Josh Gordon. I think there's a huge talent drain from the mismanagement of the Jamie Collins, Jimmy Garoppolo trade, Chandler Jones getting nothing back. I think we're lacking a lot of first-round talent. And I think now they know, and they're going to be getting Josh Gordon.
Maybe. Maybe. It doesn't need to be Josh Gordon.
Wasn't the report that Cleveland wants to trade him out of the AFC and into an NFC team?
Cleveland is so good.
And they're really in such a good position.
That really sucked to have to go up against him in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you going to face him? What are you worried about facing
him? Oh, cut the crap, Cleveland. You ain't there yet. You haven't arrived yet. Relax. Oh, I'm going to keep him out of the AFC. Why? For what? Stop it. Ridiculous. Read and React is coming your way next after these headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Blake Bortles was throwing and running, and the Jaguars beat the Patriots yesterday 31-20. He's running the ball. Is that what really hurt there at Devin McCourty?
Yeah, he did a good job of that. When, you know, he had guys open, he threw the ball, delivered the ball. They obviously have really good guys that catch and run. And then when we did a good job of covering, he did a good job of, picking up a yard or 2 yards past the marker, which killed us in a lot of key situations.
Bortles was 29 of 45 on pass attempts for 377 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also ran the ball 6 times for 35 more yards. Next up for the Patriots, the Lions in Detroit on Sunday night. Red Sox will play the Yankees tomorrow afternoon in New York. If they win, that seals the division. Magic number is 2. Sox have the night off after taking 2 of 3 from the Mets over the weekend at Fenway Park. Bruins with a pair of wins over the weekend in their split squad start to the preseason. One team goes again tomorrow night against the Capitals in D.C. The other plays the Flames Wednesday morning in China. Headlines are brought to you by Doctors Robert Leonard and Matthew Lopresti, the hair doctors of Fred Tutcher at 1-800-GET-HAIR. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your Sports Hub headlines anytime in your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand. It's time to rage.
Did you see Phil running away from the...
Oh, Jesus!
And react.
You don't think you could have beat off that shark?
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Sanitarium.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. All right. It's time for Read and React. Sanitarium.
Sanitarium. Here we go, boys.
Read.
But according to ballfields.com...
React.
Ballfields.com.
Get a good ball field.
Steelers lost to the Chefs 42-37. Head coach Mike Tomlin after the loss.
Disappointing performance. Just not good enough, really, in all three phases. Man, not enough detail. Not enough big playmaking or execution. Winning those one-on-one downs. And we didn't play penalty-free enough.
How many points I hang? How many big plays they make in the passing game?
42 points they gave up to the
Chiefs. I think watching a guy who's basically a rookie throw 6 touchdowns doesn't have anything to do with
God, penalties. Mahomes look good, huh?
Just my thought.
Jesus.
It might not be the penalties. In fact, I don't think there's any shame in that loss. Chiefs look legit. Mahomes, legit.
Oh, please. You got down 21-0 in that game, man.
Getting the crap kicked out of them in the first half of that game. They fought back. They fought. They showed something there. The Steelers.
Got to give Tomlin credit for having the energy even in a loss.
Disappointing performance. Just not good enough.
I mean, he's not all down in the dumps. That'll be all right.
But let me say this. The AFC yesterday.
They're not going to be all right.
I don't think it was a great day for the Patriots in the AFC picture. The Jaguars are good again.
Yep.
They win. The Chiefs look like a real team in the AFC. Another team to really add into the picture. And you had a game in Houston. Or was it was actually not in Houston, but he had a game with Houston in Tennessee, and they lost. And they don't look like a very good team. And that's your one win to this point. The rest of the games didn't really help yesterday.
No.
Tom. React.
Bills lost to the Chargers 31-20. Vontae Davis was out there, went in the locker room, didn't come out of the locker room for the second half. What went on? Well, we'll go to head coach Sean McDermott.
I know, just for clarification so we get this right, Vontae was not hurt and he did not pull him. He took himself out of the game.
That's correct.
How do you address that?
Well, when I get back in here, we'll continue to communicate on what exactly is going on there and we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. It's the right move. Because the right move.
Is there more?
Oh, there's more to this story. Oh, he didn't just take himself out of the game. Oh, no. Oh, no. So linebacker Lorenzo Alexander have more details for us on this.
You've seen anything like that in your NFL career?
Never have seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it.
But you really don't retire from Pop Warner, do you? I mean,
I think he may have been referring to the guy tapping out at halftime of a game.
Right, right. But that's what happened. He retired at halftime.
Yeah, he didn't just quit the day. He quit his career.
Quit football at halftime.
It's just completely disrespectful to his teammates.
Whoa! There it is.
A little bit.
Who said that?
This is Alexander.
Ooh.
Lorenzo Alexander.
Did he say anything to you? He didn't say nothing to nobody.
You left?
Yeah, you know as much.
He's not here? Yeah, he's not here. Oh, you're over here now, Tom? Yeah, I'm over here now. Nikki. He left? He's gone?
It's so Buffalo.
He left?
That's a night game up there, right?
That's a night game at Buffalo.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, you know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said he said he's not coming out. He retired. So.
Huh.
What?
Yep. That's it. So.
Who said that?
Who said what?
Who said
it? Sean.
Who do you think said it? He said I'm retired. Who said what?
Listen to this exchange.
Who said what?
This is great.
So.
What?
Yep. That's it. So.
Who said what? Who said he
retired?
Sean said
guys on the sideline. Yeah, I mean. Guys heard about it and said that he wasn't coming back out.
He said, I'm retired. He thinks the Bills suck so bad that it'd be better to go home and not play anymore.
Yeah, I don't want any more money.
He put out this statement like 3 hours later on Twitter. It looked like he had this one in the can.
People actually praising Vontae Davis. That's how you do it. You know, you hang it up. You take care of yourself. But.
Who's praising? How about you finish the game? You can finish the game.
Loser.
Plenty of people on Twitter said it was the fine that he did that. No, not in the middle of the game.
More of a loser.
Really not okay.
Vontae Davis came into the league as a very talented player. If you watch Hard Knocks going back 3 or 4 years when Joe Philbin was in Miami, Joe Philbin thought Vontae Davis was a dog, and he got him the hell out of there and traded him to the Colts. And this is definitely in line with that characterization of Vontae Davis quitting at halftime. And by the way, if his team was better, though, he's not quitting at halftime.
Ah.
I was nervous.
I was scared.
Anybody want a peanut?
React.
Another tie in the NFL, the Vikings and Packers.
I love these. I want one of these every week.
It was helped a lot by Minnesota's kicker, who missed all 3 field goal attempts. All 3.
They cut him yet?
Did Paul Allen get any Paul Allen calls?
Oh, we'll get to that.
They must have.
Oh, baby.
They got something.
They must have cut him by now. So Mike Zimmer was asked if he second-guessed himself for not playing more aggressively in the overtime.
Nah, you know what? Guys are supposed to do their job. So maybe we should have thrown a ball in the end zone a couple times at the end. But I believed that the guy was going to make the kick. He said put it in the middle of the field, and it was dead smack in the middle. And, you know, and in practice every day, he drills them.
I can't blame him. A couple of chances and just, I don't know. That's supposed to win the football game.
Nah, you know what?
What?
That was almost like, who's the guy last week saying?
I'm pretty sure that he shouldn't be kicking footballs in the NFL anymore. After a day like that.
I don't think that's going to be an issue going forward.
Well, I'm just saying it typically is a problem. I mean, that's brutal. And by the way,
what?
You're not tying that game if you don't have that quarterback. They should look at that game yesterday. They should have won the game. They wouldn't have been in that game without having a real quarterback like they have now in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He earned his paycheck yesterday.
3.
To our board operators up and down the line, your next scheduled local break is at the end of the game.
React.
Up and down the line.
Bucks beat the Eagles 27-21. Ryan Fitzpatrick, over 400 yards, four touchdowns. Then he shows up to the podium after the game wearing DeSean Jackson's clothes, including his gold chains. Okay.
It's nothing. I mean, I think we just have to stay humble, you know. We got to make sure we know how to handle success and all those things, so we can't change who we are. I got like two more because D-Jack needs his stuff back.
Wait a minute, you mean
I borrowed your stuff. Sorry. Yeah, I borrowed your stuff. Sorry, DeSean.
What is yours? Is any of that yours or is
the
that?
The chest hair is mine.
Do you hear that? Do you hear it? If you listen closely, you can hear Jameis Winston crying.
Okay,
it's the sound of winning. You can hear.
Well,
you can hear him crying.
You got a problem on your hands. Like they're having fun with it, and he's calling it Fitz magic and all that.
He's losing his job.
What are they going to do?
They're sticking with the guy. You can't go back to Jameis Winston. If this continues,
I thought they told him that he's the quarterback when he comes back. You can't make statements like that.
Don't sure you can. You know what you do? You make a new statement. Say, changed our mind. This guy's winning us games.
Yeah. No, remember when Jimmy played? Bill said, when Tom comes back, he is our quarterback. There is no issue here.
Don't you think that the team is sort of embracing Ryan Fitzpatrick, given this press conference where he's taking DeSean Jackson's clothes?
Yeah, until he's going out there himself with after five really good starts.
That hasn't happened yet, and until it does happen, you cannot go back to Jameis Winston. Yeah. You cannot do it.
I was confused when I saw him out there. I thought it was Conor McGregor. I'm like, why is Conor McGregor at the podium? That's exactly what he looked like.
Three. You've been a very good boy.
React. Jack.
That's it for me.
It's kind of creepy how he says that.
You're a very, very good boy, Jack.
He wasn't saying that to Brandon King yesterday.
No, he wasn't. I want to talk about that.
What's wrong?
That was stupid.
What?
Stupid. Brandon King, we'll get to that and your calls after this.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They've started to pick up the pieces in the Merrimack Valley a little bit. Obviously a very difficult situation still after the gas explosions that happened on Thursday. So please keep those that have been displaced by the gas explosions in the Merrimack Valley in mind. You can help with a financial donation by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or texting Red Cross to 90999. That's Red Cross to 90999, and that will make a $10 donation instantly. Horrible situation going on there, too.
Crazy.
There you go. Wild. Absolutely wild. So they're working on getting to the bottom of that. Obviously, a lot of people involved, and a lot of people have had to deal with that. So, man, I don't know. I don't even know what to say to that.
I mean, they're going around and clearing and just trying to evacuate all the houses, knocking door to door, and then how do you get them back into where you could, the percentage of the actual gas that's in the air, and you talked about, between that 5%, 15%, 5-15 is that magic number. If you don't have the house inspected, how comfortable are you going back into the house? They say, oh, we got it. It's good. Go ahead back in. I'm a little nervous. I'd be a little nervous.
Really not a good situation
right
for anyone who lives in that area and has had to deal with it, but I will say, like usual, you see people step up and have a huge response to help out in these times. So again, Red Cross, you can make your donation through the Red Cross to help those people that are dealing with that situation right now. 617-779-0985. Let's talk about the stupidity of Brandon King doing nothing, Zoe. Nothing. And Bill Belichick was very upset. This is when the Patriots were punting the football in the fourth quarter after the James White run to the sideline was overturned on the Doug Marrone challenge. And so what did you have? You had a guy
textbook.
Come 3 feet off the over the line, and all you had to do is stand up, have a reaction, touch him, do whatever you need to do, and you're going to get a penalty there, and you're going to get a first down.
All you got to do is move. Put your hand out.
Like, all you got
to
do.
Him. One guy removed. All you have to be is one guy removed from the action. They're not allowed to step in the neutral zone and cause you to react. But it has to be instantaneous. It's got to be like that. It can't be delayed. All you do is step back.
And it was obviously enough of an obvious reaction.
Did you see Joe Cardona's helmet?
An obvious step into the neutral zone that you got to react to that.
Did you see Cardona?
Cardona's head
was like, whoa.
You are getting the flag.
Cardona even saw it, and he's the snapper. Like, his head turned and goes, oh, you're in the neutral zone. I'm not saying he should have snapped it, but it's the job of the up guy or the tackle there to take a step at the defender.
How do you not do it?
That's all you do. You move. They coach that. You got, like, how many times did you get a taste of your own medicine? Like, you get teams on that.
Bill was mad.
He should be mad.
He was mad.
Textbook. You had a freebie there.
What are you doing?
Two stupid times by Jacksonville.
Oh,
Jacksonville
no,
on the major.
Tell me again about all the great special teamers. Tell me about all that.
Tell Brandon me. Bolden would have moved.
Oh.
You laugh. Brandon Bolden would have moved.
Did you hear his post game where he was asked about it?
I did not. Ooh. Do you have it?
Yeah. Can I play,
yeah.
play it here, Jim?
this was good.
I have not heard it yet.
Oh, well, this is a really good back and forth. I mean, we all saw the play. We all saw Belichick lose his mind, right?
Yes.
Bill did not give anything on a post game. So
I don't know if you already asked this, but was there any thought of going for it on fourth and one in the fourth?
We decided upon.
Do you think that that encroachment or offside could be called on the punt?
Encroachment.
I misunderstood. I thought you were asking me about Brandon King post.
Oh, no.
I heard what Bill said about it, which is nothing.
What are we talking about?
What are you pretending like it didn't happen?
Yeah, we're talking about when you lost your mind, you know, when the Jags player jumped offside and then, you know, your guy didn't do anything. He didn't touch him. He didn't jump also.
And right. When the Jaguars jumped, when you guys on the
19, 4-1. He was back before the ball was snapped.
Do you think your team could have moved?
There's a lot of things we could have done better today. A lot of them, long list.
Is there any one play where you could have gotten an automatic first down when you were forced to punt on fourth down? I mean, you're gifted a first down there. You think he could have done that?
Yeah.
He was hanging around for a while.
I mean,
I tried to team
all
up
right,
on
so
the
we,
KC.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to that. We will. Why don't we get to that at the top of the hour?
Okay.
But this part is almost like useless. Why even be asked? That's where I do feel bad. Like, why even ask the question? You know what happened.
Well, the reporter, yeah,
if you have a brain, you can figure out what happened.
Here's what happened.
You know what happened.
We've been
he was pissed at King. We already know this.
We've been so trained, though. We've been so trained for the last year or so that, you know, Bill's press conference is sort of delayed. He goes in, he showers. Everything gets
on yesterday.
I was down there quick because Capella knew a back elevator. We got down. I got mic'd up, getting ready, going fifth quarter. And then door opens. Here's coach. Like, whoa. That was quick. That had to be a real quick post game.
Was that, were all the media members in there yet?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
And there was like three people in there. It was me, Levin Reed, and like two other Jacksonville guys. And then all of a sudden, people started to filter in, but maybe one-third of the press box people got down to the awful stadium, awful elevators, and you get delayed like that. So, to be fair, I think it was one of the Nesson reporters came down. He got in late because I don't even know what was asked. You know, I got to ask you a question. So, wasn't his fault for asking how he asked, but I just...
Bill did that on purpose. They lost.
Yep.
Didn't really want to deal with the questions.
So, you know, no.
So, he knows to get in there quick.
No, but he stood around. He's like...
So
looking around,
the faster you're in there, the less reporters are in there. That's always the case.
Sure, but
he went in straight from the game.
He stayed.
How many games do you think we could go back to find one where he was at the podium as quick as he was yesterday?
If he would have kept asking,
that's been
questions,
a long time
stayed.
Since that's happened.
And there was the delay there where it was just uncomfortable silence, where nobody wanted to ask a question. Anything else? He's waiting.
I feel like losses, he tries to get out of the way quick.
It's always faster. Yesterday was lightning fast.
Yep. Because then you're thinking, all right, going to ass kick. Let's get on a bus. Let's get the hell out of here. Instead of enjoying it, soaking it up, let's quickly forget about it. Bury it. Boom.
So you had a question for him?
Yeah.
At the start?
Because he came in. I'm like, okay. Well, you know he's not going to actually address each individual negative thing that happened.
And what was that question related to?
The Kansas City game.
Of 2014.
2014.
Okay.
Where he stood there, and because I thought the team showed life at times in the second half.
Here's what we'll do. We'll go to headlines with Hardy. 90 seconds, no commercials. We will play the question and answer, Zoe and Belichick, and we're going to get to your calls as well right after this.